The Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Giuseppe Zanopoli, here on WRTI 90.1. Time for our live broadcast this afternoon. Susan Lewis is in our performance studio today, and Susan has a special guest. Susan?
Thanks, Jack. Yes, we're in the WRTI performance studio with pianist Alexander Bowie. Welcome.
Hi, Susan.
And we are also streaming on Facebook Live.
Hi, Facebook.
Alexander, it is great to have you here. You're a recent graduate of the Manhattan School of Music,
yes,
where your solo recital was praised by the press of Atlantic City as a dazzling display of virtuosity and temperament.
Thank you.
Now, virtuosity and temperament seem to be two important qualities to have in your very interesting career path. You started playing the piano when you were about four?
Yes. I studied with my mother. We started off, she had a piano in our house, and she taught me, she put me on the piano keys, and I started playing, and I really liked it, and I continued until all the way until now. Still presently am playing the piano.
So in some ways, you've had a very traditional career path with private lessons and study. And in some ways, you've had a less than traditional career path. But first, let's get to some music. What will you play for us first?
First, I will play the Aeolian Harp Etude. It's Opus 25, number 1, by Frédéric Chopin.
And then will you play two other tunes?
Yes, I will also play the second piece, is the famous Blackie Etude. And the third piece is the Revolutionary Etude, all by Frédéric Chopin.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, we are live in the WRTI Performance Studio. That was a performance by Alexander Bowie of three Chopin etudes. Very different, all of those three.
Indeed. The first one is Tranquillo. The second one is like a happy dance. And the third one is more towards anger. Chopin wrote the Revolutionary Etude in terms of his pain and emotion. And you can hear it through all three of his Chopin etudes. Each one of them are very quite different and very have contrasting moods.
Now, the second one, Black Keys, which was the happy dance, you said?
Yes.
That's a piece that you played on television. And we were talking earlier about in some ways your path has been very traditional. You've had private lessons, you study, you now are pursuing a solo career, you play chamber music, you're a church organist. But in some ways, your career path has been very different because when you were 16, you applied to be on America's Got Talent. Tell us about that experience. How did you decide to do that?
I was just browsing on YouTube and I found an advertisement saying, America's Got Talent, showcase your talent. And I said, why don't I just upload a video from my computer and just send it in. Who knows? I don't know if I'll get in or not. I wasn't expecting anything. This video was by Mr. Nelson, who was my teacher and still is my mentor. He continues to teach me. He's a graduate of the Manhattan School of Music with a bachelor and a master of music. Two masters of music, to be precise, one in performance and education. You know, he wrote this piece for me when I met him in high school. I worked with him for a very long time. But back then, he wrote it for me, but I did not intend to put this video up on YouTube and to be processed through America's Got Talent. So back to America's Got Talent. 2 weeks later, producers called me and said, hey, you have made it to the video auditions and you are at the top 40 and the next step is for you to be on TV once you have passed the 40 videos.
So for people who have never seen America's Got Talent and mm-hmm. don't know quite what it is, it's a competition and people, as you just said, you've applied by YouTube.
Yes.
And then what are the stages?
After that, I flew to Los Angeles. They flew me out, actually. They flew me, and they gave me a hotel and everything. I was in front of the producers who were in charge of America's Got Talent, and they reheard the auditionees who came in right in front of them to see if we were appropriate to go on stage live in television.
Wow. So what was that like for you?
That was a very different experience going through NBC Studios. I got to see all different kinds of props they use, especially for The Price is Right. It was right next door to America's Got Talent. Back then, they did it in Hollywood, and I got to see what the West Coast is like. I'm from the East Coast, so I never saw palm trees. But it was a very exciting experience. I got to talk to producers. They were all very friendly and welcoming, and they asked me, play a piece for us. And so I did. I played the Toccata, which was the video that was I processed for them on YouTube, and also the Black Key Etude, and they loved me very much, and they said, I'm taking you in for the television show.
Wow. Well, I saw on YouTube you play The Flight of the Bumblebee, and then I saw you being interviewed, and I was just so amazed at not only your talent, but your poise. It must have taken a lot of nerve to get up in front of all those people with people screaming and cheering and being judged.
Yes, for the first time entering the stage, I was very nervous. I was only 16 years old. I've never played in front of 40 million people before. After they told me that, I said, wow, this is the largest audience I ever played. And the funny thing is, I'm not playing on the flat ground. They put me on a pedestal, which I had to climb up on and to play. So my height was raised, and they had a 7-foot Yamaha, and I started playing the Black Key Etude. Oh man, it was shaking. My seat was shaking, the piano was shaking, I was shaking, everything was shaking, and It was a kind of scary experience, but I was overwhelmed, but it was fine. I went through it. I got it. People loved me, and I put a smile to my face that such a short piece of music can bring happiness to the audience members.
And I guess just going through that experience gave you confidence to play under various circumstances now, today.
Yes, before I just played one piano recital just for 100 people, 100 people going through 40 million people. That's a big contrast, and I am very proud that I could actually do it.
Well, what is the next piece you'll play for us?
The next piece is Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 10.
And why did you choose this?
I chose this because it's a very happy, happy piece, but very virtuosic. It is filled with excitement, but also mysterious and unpredictable. This rhapsody is no like the other rhapsody. Franz Liszt wrote 19 in total. This is number 10. And it's a shorter piece. It was inspired by Hungarian and Gypsy melodies because Franz Liszt was born in Hungary, and he listened to a lot of Gypsy music. In this piece, there's the friska and the lansan, which means fast and slow. And the piece is basically improvisatory. You don't know where it's going, and it feels like Liszt just made it up on the spot. And in the end, you'll get to hear something very funny. Maybe I'll bring a smile to your face.
Great. Alexander Bowie playing Franz Liszt. That music definitely brings a smile to your face.
Of course, every time I play this, I just feel so energized, and I just feel very happy. The last part I said that will make you smile are called glissandos. You play it basically on the nail of your finger.
Can you show
and
us?
And you just slide it. So that's a slow motion, and this is fast. And you can also go down.
Is it fun? You looked as if you were playing.
It is very fun. I enjoy every piece of music I play. Each piece of music brings different kinds of emotions. That piece, The Hungarian Rhapsody, is filled with excitement. As previously I played before, The Revolutionary Etude by Frédéric Chopin, that piece is not happy. You can hear the anger and the grumbling in the left hand. It's filled with pain. You can feel the emotions of the composers.
It's wonderful the way you can talk about the emotions and you can hear them in the music. Do you think, given all your experience playing in all different settings, playing on America's Got Talent, playing with the Ocean City Pops, playing at the Borgata Casino and Hotel, playing on classical stages, you've won a lot of classical competitions. Given all that experience, do you think there's an untapped audience for classical music? There are people you've played for who may never have heard classical music before.
Yes, it's what you're brought up with. And if you've never heard of classical music, it's not their fault. They just weren't brought up to it. And my mission is to bring classical music to everyone, where it's accessible to those who have not heard classical music before and to those who are learning about classical music and those who are currently loving classical music. Everyone is invited to learn and to even play classical music because it does bring a great deal of joy to your life.
Well, when you play in these other settings that don't typically have classical musicians, because when you played, for example, on America's Got Talent,
yes,
there weren't a lot of other classical musicians playing.
Yes, right? That is correct. And my mission was make them happy, make them enjoy themselves. Basically, if you are enjoying yourself and the message is communicated successfully to the audience members, they will also enjoy it themselves.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, the last piece that you've prepared is a very special piece. It was the piece composed by your former teacher, I understand.
Yes. This was one of my best pieces, and I always put this at the end of my concerts because it is one of the greatest encores I ever played in my entire life. It just puts a stop to the concert. My concert, whatever goes after that, the parties or anything, that's afterwards. But I meant to the concert stage, when I play it, it just raises the roof off.
And this piece is also the piece that you used to audition for America's Got Talent?
This was the piece I uploaded to YouTube for America's Got Talent to see, which got me onto the show.
So it means a lot to you on so many levels.
It does. And the most key factor to this was that it is also dedicated to me.
Oh, wow. If you're just joining us, you're listening to a live performance by Alexander Bowie. We are now going to hear Toccata.
Yes.
By
Edward Robert Nelson.
Great. That was great. I wish I had more than my two hands here to clap. That was wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Well, you are so busy these days. Thank you so much, Alexander Bowie, for coming into the WRTI Performance Studio. I know that you're working on your doctorate.
Yes.
At Rutgers.
Yes. I am going for my doctorate at Mason Grove School of the Arts, Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
And you're playing as a church musician, you are doing chamber music, you are pursuing a solo career. You're very busy, and I hope you have some time for some relaxation.
Of course. In my free time, I work out, I like to travel, I like to cook. I like to keep myself busy in terms of not just only music, but the outside world, and finding your inner peace. You know, music is not just practicing 8 hours a day, and that's it, sleep, repeat. You basically have to enjoy life. You have to find things that you're not comfortable with. And, you know, when you go out on stage and play the piano, it's not very easy. You have to put your mind to it. You have to be in 100% top shape health. It's like doing a sport. People underestimate just piano. It's just sitting down and just pressing my fingers. But it takes a lot more than that. And when you play the piano, you have to experience life. When you experience life, you can absorb all of your experiences and to put it inside the piano for it to come out correctly and how you want it.
Well, watching you play, it's clear that you're just not sitting there pressing the keys. You have to. It's an athletic event, and you bring so much to it in terms of emotion as well. Thank you so much. I wish you the best, and good luck with everything you're doing. Thank you so much for coming to the WRTI Performance Studio, Alexander Bowie.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to play for you, Susan, and for everyone that is listening to this radio.
Thank you. Back to you, Jack.
Thank you, Susan.
All clear? Great job, guys.
You were great.
Thank you.
Oh.
To thank you.
I could have gone on for much longer, but yeah, I have to get back to regular programs.
Yeah.
Depends on you leading him. You've been leading him so well.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
thank
why
you.
He opened everything.
And there are all these things. Like, I wanted to talk about hiking and
and sports and all that. But there, you know, it's just, hey, how are you?
I'm Bob Rinaldi.
Oh, Bob, I'm
nice
so happy
meet
to
meet you.
Meet
past
you.
The
yes,
emails,
Mrs.
right?
Lewis. Yes, yes. Yeah, he
congratulations.
Was great.
That's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Rinaldi. What do you think?
It was great.
Fantastic.
Not just the music, but just the stories
yeah.
and the way you bring everything to life. And it's so important for classical music to have people understand that this is about life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
his experience.